to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is an Academy Award-nominated filmmaker. His projects include Fahrenheit 9/11, On Native Soil, and Bought. His latest film, Undoctored, exposes the AMA's corruption and illegal tactics of trying to eliminate their biggest competitor, the chiropractic profession. Welcome to the show, Jeff Hayes.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being. I know you're super busy, and I so appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be with us. Now, in the movie Wizard of Oz, Dorothy pulls back the curtain to reveal the truth behind the powerful wizard. In Undoctored, you expose the AMA's illegal attempt to eliminate the chiropractic profession. What motivated you to share a story that's been hidden behind a curtain for so many years?
You know, I wasn't really very familiar with chiropractic. And I read a book a few years ago called The 4-Hour Body by Tim Ferriss. He wrote the book, The 4-Hour Workweek.
Right.
And the 4-Hour Body, it's a 600-plus page book. And one of the chapters, he talks about all the money he spent and 90% of it wasted trying to regain his health and get rid of injuries. And he listed six things that worked, one of which was a chiropractor in Kaysville, Utah. He called Dr. Magic Fingers, named Craig Buehler. Craig Buehler was the team chiropractor for the Jazz for 25 years. And, you know, and the way he wrote about him in the book, well, I live in Utah. That's, you know, Kaysville is probably 45 miles from my house. So that, great, I'll go see him. So I made an appointment, started working with Buehler. We got to be friends. He knew I had made documentary films, and he said, you ought to make something about the Wilk case. And I'm like, what in the heck is the Wilk case? And he told me that back in the 60s, a chiropractor, a medical doctor, couldn't even be on the same bowling team, couldn't be in a Rotary Club with a chiropractor. They couldn't associate in any way. I'm like, you got to be kidding. And he told me some of the story. I went back and did some research, and it's this amazing story where the AMA literally surreptitiously had 13 employees whose job it was to destroy the chiropractic profession. And they did it secretly, underhanded. The chiropractors could feel something was happening, but they couldn't prove it. And then one day, a whistleblower inside the AMA sent the president of the American Chiropractic Association literally a ream of documents, 500 pages of documents from inside the AMA that described this committee on quackery and what they were charged with doing. So five chiropractors got together, and in 1974, they sued the AMA. It took 13 years, but they actually won the case. It went all the way to the Supreme Court. And the AMA was found guilty of conspiring to contain and eliminate the chiropractic profession.
Yeah. Now, you know, mentioned, you know, the goal was to contain and eliminate a competitor. If McDonald's was found guilty of illegally conspiring to wipe out Burger King, Jeff, that news would be all over the media. Why didn't the chiropractor's victory against the AMA get any media attention? Even my patients have never heard of it.
Isn't that astounding? Not only would, if McDonald's did that to Burger King, would it make news, but in this case, there were millions of people that didn't get the help they needed. There were millions of unnecessary back surgeries. There were people that killed themselves because of drug addiction and pain that could have been avoided if they'd have seen a different modality other than medicine. So, you know, if I'm denied my right to a Burger King Whopper, you know, it's an offense. But holy cow, we're talking about something so much more important. And the news media, it barely made a blip. Now, I don't think everything is a conspiracy. If you think back, I was born in 1958. At that time, the polio vaccine had just come out, and antibiotics had just come out 10 years sooner, and science was delivering these magic pills. You know, at the time, women were being taught that breastfeeding was for poor people, for, you know, poor countries, that science had a much better formula, you know, for your children than breastfeeding, which was so antiquated. Why would you drink juice or eat juice when you can drink Tang? That's what the astronauts drank.
Right.
And so in the early 60s and 70s at a time, this was when we thought medicine was just delivering miracle after miracle. And here were these chiropractors talking about an adjustment, eating healthy, thinking positive thoughts, reducing stress, and exercise. All of those messages now are at the forefront of healthy thinking. But if you can place that in the context of the 60s and the early 70s, that was ludicrous. Science was the answer. And, of course, now we're dealing with the aftermath of MRSA caused by too many antibiotics, of overlooking this. So I just look at it and think, at the time these guys were fighting this battle, holy cow, it wasn't bad enough to have to fight the AMA. The whole attitude of the public was, give me my meal in a pellet. Soon science is going to be, we're not going to have to farm for food. We're going to take pellets.
Right.
And imagine trying to talk about natural health care in that arena, then doing it with the AMA, paying off Dan Landers, paying off Dear Abby, writing books about you, getting the American Cancer Society to talk, all of the different groups that they conspired to have refer to chiropractors as quacks. I'm shocked that the profession survived.
It's shocking. One thing that was so profound, Jeff, in the film was after the chiropractors had originally lost, they didn't plan to appeal, their funds were drained, and their hopes of beating Goliath wasn't there anymore. And the judge pulled out his house keys and told the AMA lawyer, "I'm willing to bet my home against yours that if the chiropractors appeal, they will win." What a profound statement, Jeff. And of course, they went on to win, and I believe the AMA appealed it a couple times, and they were found guilty.
Yeah, it's really astounding, and people do not realize that there's a battle, and it's over money, in healthcare in this country. And what's happening is the results of being over medicated, too much surgery, too much hubris, in this young upstart profession of traditional Western medicine. The fact that we call it traditional. It's only 100 years old itself. This battle has been played out, but millions of lives have been lost. This is an important message, and I find, I now know more chiropractors than anybody I know. It is a disorganized, disjointed profession that most people agree, the chiropractors laugh that they circle the wagons, then they shoot inward. And it's really true. In spite of that, this group is the single biggest barrier that we have between us, the public, and a complete takeover by Big Pharma.
Right. Well, fantastic. I treat a lot of medical doctors, and I want to mention that it's not just chiropractors that appreciate you making this film. It's the MDs that count on their friends and family and their patients to see me as well. So they rely on chiropractor for themselves and the patients they care about. And because of that ruling, that's changed. Chiropractors actually work with MDs. We actually have hospital privileges in some states, and they can refer and we can refer. So I think that by you presenting this film, it's so overdue. So I just want to thank you for actually sharing this. I've been wanting somebody to do this for decades, Jeff.
It's a beautiful story, and I'm so proud of the film. As you and I were talking, we made it free for people.
We appreciate it. We got to run to the next segment. We're going to have more with Jeff after this. If you want to view Undoctored the Movie, go to undoctoredmovie.com. It's actually free until February 26th. You got to see this, folks. Undoctoredmovie.com. Free view until February 26th. Stay well and stay tuned.